Live from Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. As the global financial community confronts what has been called the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, caused by deceptive economic deals engineered and marketed by the best-trained and best-paid American managers, Vishal Mangalwadi calls for a return to biblical truth. The Bible is the foundation for the liberty and prosperity of Western civilization, says Dr. Mangalwadi, the man a major Christian periodical called India's foremost Christian intellectual. Today and tomorrow, Hank will be discussing Dr. Mangalwadi's new book, Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations. To ask Hank or Vishal Mangalwadi a question, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Look, here's the deal. Every now and then I come across a book that's must reading. And that's precisely what happened when I encountered Truth and Transformation by Vishal Mangalwadi. I still have a vivid recollection of starting the book on the East Coast and then turning the last page as the airplane's wheels hit the tarmac in the west. My first thought, as I stood up to retrieve my luggage, was, I've got to put this book into the hands of ministry partners, and I've got to do it as soon as possible. When you order Truth and Transformation, you're going to get a crystal clear perspective on the problems underscored by the current economic crisis that Randy was talking about, but better yet, how you can make a difference. The cross of Christ is the only available force that can push back the current storm of moral relativism. As Vishal makes clear, without the cross, there is simply no foundation for moral absolutes, for calling corruption what it is. The cross doesn't merely provide a framework for moral absolutes. It has the ultimate power to deliver us from sin. Without the cross, we can have a form of democracy, but only one that is devoid of its soul. The cross is a radical refusal to compromise with the evils of the social status quo. It's a costly confrontation with corruption. To compromise with corruption, says Vishal, is to enslave ourselves. It's to build a society where we're not even free to be honest. The cross is not a passive acceptance of evil. It's a fearless opposition to it. And it's a willingness to take the consequences for that opposition. It is by burning himself out on the cross that Jesus becomes the light of the world. The clash of darkness and light is unavoidable. The cross, like every other war, is a bloody, costly affair. The only thing worse than a war is to be in a war and not know you're in the war, for then your doom is insured. A church that chooses not to fight corruption will be destroyed by it. Truth and Transformation provides one such insight after another. It challenges and it instructs. And ultimately, it assures us that the solution for a failing culture is the unfailing power of the cross. As you read through Truth and Transformation, you will not only be inspired, you will be exactly what the call letters of the World Wide Web say. You will be equipped. That's why we have equip.org on the World Wide Web. That, of course, is the mission of the Christian Research Institute. It's about equipping. It's about equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. This is a book that I want you to order. And I am sometimes afraid that people order books because they get passionate about these books, but then don't read them. This is not a book to put on your shelf. This is a book to consume, to devour, to go back and read again. It is seldom that I read a book over and over and over again. But there's a poignancy and a relevance about this book that I think can be culturally transformational. There's a reason it's called Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations. So you can order it on the World Wide Web at equip.org for your gift to the ministry. You can order it via the mail, again, for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or, as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, the book Truth and Transformation. Joining me now, the author of Truth and Transformation, Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Hi, Vishal.
Thank you. Thank you, Hank, for having me and for that powerful and true introduction.
Well, you are absolutely welcome. I was blessed by your book. You know, the Western Church has already lost the battle against sexual corruption. The Western Church seems utterly unprepared for the battle against economic corruption. And you seem convinced, Vishal, that at its root, the cause is that Western Christians think the gospel is solely about getting to heaven and has little to do with the transformation of culture, that we're bent on individualistic salvation, whereas Christ said, I will build my church. Is that what you're getting at with the title, Truth and Transformation?
Yes. Unfortunately, this has been true now for a few generations. This was not always the case. America was transformed by the two great awakenings. England was transformed by the Wesleyan revival. The Western civilization was shaped by the preaching of the gospel. That is the reason why it is still the least corrupt, at least in terms of financial matters. You don't have to bribe to purchase a building, to get a gas connection, to get a telephone connection, or to get a degree or anything. In our cultures, you bribe at every step. But just as the church has lost increasingly the battle in the area of sexual purity, this economic integrity will also disappear. And along with that, the political life will collapse. That is the lesson of Afghanistan right now, that you can have a constitution, you can have an election, but election will throw up corrupt people, and then all the policies and all the expenses become useless. And what's happening in Afghanistan will happen in America.
There seems to be sort of a naivete on the part of Americans that we can take a Western form of democracy and make it work in Palestine or Pakistan or in Iraq. What's the fallacy?
Not understanding that it was not a revolution against King George or England that set America free. There have been lots of revolutions. Most revolutions end up with despotic government. French Revolution or Russian Revolution or Chinese revolutions are examples before us. So just you throw away a Taliban regime or a regime of Saddam Hussein, guns do not create freedom. This was the lesson that Moses taught the Jews, the Hebrews, as they came out of Egypt, that you are coming out of slavery, but you can easily end up having a Jewish pharaoh. It is only when God is king, when you follow his law, that you will be free. So if you want to sustain freedom, you have to have the law of God ruling over you. So the rule of law is liberty. And that law has to be written in our hearts.
Vishal, I want to get back to something I asked you earlier, and perhaps you can underscore this a little bit more for us, because I fear that that so often the people that I talk to, whether in mass when I go out to speak or on the radio, that people have this sense of individualistic salvation. I'm going to heaven. The cross is about getting me to heaven, not recognizing that Christ came for the purpose of building his body.
That is very true. Christ is looking for a bride, the church, but the bride at the end of the book of Revelation is a city. So some Christians do, of course, see the necessity that once you are saved, you need to belong to a church, a body. But that is only as far as most Christians in America go. They look upon the Church of Christ as a bride, but they don't see that the bride is the city. And city has to do with governing authority and structures and laws and rules. And it is because we have abandoned this lordship of Christ over the city, over Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that dimension has been forgotten. That is one reason that not only America is degenerating, but America has nothing to give to Afghanistan or to give to Iraq or give to North Korea or Iran or the rest of the world, the secret of freedom which America has lost.
Seems like every time I pick up a newspaper today, I'm being exposed to some new czar, a drug czar, a border czar, an urban czar. There's a stimulus accountability czar. You had the green czar, Van Jones, who was replaced because, among other things, he forwarded the notion that the Manhattan Massacre was an inside job. You have an education czar who has utter disdain for a Christian worldview, and the beat goes on. There seem to be now czars overseeing czars who oversee yet other czars. And it seems like in the book you see this as an effect, the root cause of which is a morality crisis in which Western civilization, which is built on the DNA of Western Christianity, is beginning to more resemble your native India than the lands of the Reformation, lands like where I was born, Holland.
Exactly. The simple truth is, and it was the Prime Minister of Holland, Abraham Kuyper, who put it the best, that if you abolish the sovereignty of God, the lordship of Christ, then you condemn yourself to be ruled exclusively by sinful men. All human beings are sinful, all rulers are sinful, but once the lordship of Christ is abolished, as America chooses not to be a nation under God, it condemns itself to be a nation under man. And that is what the rule of czars, you have czars today, you can have Caesars tomorrow. Either Caesar is Lord or Jesus is Lord. It is the lordship of Christ which frees us from lordship of corrupt, sinful men. But as America chooses not to be a nation under God, it is condemning itself increasingly to become a nation under sinful men.
Vishal Mangawati is certainly an intellectual, and when you hear him speak, you're going to learn a lot during the next couple of days, but I want you to know that he writes in a way that is eminently accessible, that you can understand what he is writing about. His communication skills in writing are just tremendous. He starts every chapter with a powerful anecdote that illustrates the problem that he's addressing. And again, I think a church that chooses not to fight corruption is a church that's going to be destroyed by corruption. So we need a book that not only challenges us, we need a book that instructs us with respect to the failing power of the culture and the unfailing power of the cross to transform the culture. Vishal oftentimes talks about the sun perhaps setting on the west. It doesn't have to happen. Just as Christians transformed an empire, we can be a transforming, a leavening force in our culture. But it means being educated and equipped so that we can make a difference. It means understanding the power of the cross. The cross has to be more than something you wear around your neck. It has to be something that you embrace in full understanding. Truth and Transformation helps us do that. It's why I want to put this book into your hands. Please order today. For your gift to the ministry, I'll send you Truth and Transformation. Just check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org or call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Vishal Mangalwadi.
To order Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations by Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. You can also order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Dr. Mangalwadi has also produced another popular resource recently featured on the Bible Answer Man entitled, Must the Sun Set on the West, in audio CD or MP3 CD. To ask Hank or Dr. Mangalwadi a question, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. We'll have more of the Bible Answer Man program right after this.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
It's the 21st century and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition.
Truth and Transformation, A Manifesto for Ailing Nations, Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi proclaims that the gospel has the power to heal society. His premise is that the culture of the West can be transformed by returning to the truth as found in the narrative of the Bible. These are truths often neglected, even by the evangelical church. Truths such as sin, the cross, the church, judgment, social justice, law, and repentance. Help transform the church and world when you order Truth and Transformation by calling 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Talking to Vishal Mangalwadi about his book, Truth and Transformation. And Vishal, I have appreciated your work so much over the years, particularly your CD set, Must the Sun Set on the West. I think that is something that has benefited so many of our listeners, particularly in the last few months.
Well, thank you. Thank you for promoting it.
Well, one of the reasons I do that is our mutual friend Chuck Colson said something about your book, Truth and Transformation. He calls it a tour de force from someone who sees us from the outside as well as the inside. And I want to explore that for just a moment with you. You're an Indian. You were born in India. You understand the Indian culture. You've come to the West, and I think you have a unique perspective. You can see what happened in Eastern cultures now taking place in Western cultures. And as such, I want to have you give us some kind of a perspective on where you think we are and whether you think it's realistic to believe that things can be turned around.
Yes, indeed. You know, we came here only for 2 years to make a series of television programs on the Bible as the book of the millennium. But that project kept getting delayed, and in fact, only this week I have submitted a book proposal finally on the Bible as the soul of Western civilization, and once a publisher comes through, then I hope to start working on the documentary series as well. So I was sort of frustrated that it has taken 10 years to be here, but I think God knew what he was doing. He kept us here for these 10 years so that we could see how the Bible not only shaped the Western civilization, because I was looking at the history, but how the rejection of the Bible is now leading to a decline of the West. So by staying here, we've been able to see just before us the decline and the rejection of the Bible and the decline. So, for example, a specific point about how we see. Many years ago, my first book was called The World of Gurus. It was a study of 13 prominent Hindu gurus, Mahesh Yogi, who was teaching transcendental meditation, or Hare Krishna, etc. One of my gurus that I studied was Rajneesh, the Osho, who had a ranch in Oregon. He taught salvation through sex. Now, at that time, it remained a fringe phenomenon to think of salvation through sex. But the Da Vinci Code novel, which most Christians didn't understand, brought that into the mainstream, with 60 million or so copies sold and the major film made on it. The film, of course, was disappointing. But most Christians who read it, they were angry at the novel because they thought that Dan Brown was saying that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene as though she became Mrs. Jesus. He was, in fact, talking about sexual mysticism or enlightenment through sex, which is tantric sexuality, which was also part of Gnosticism. Now, the truth about Dan Brown's assertion is that in seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation, three of the churches were in fact practicing sexual mysticism. Two were condemned. One was commended for condemning this perversion. So this, as the gospel moved out of the Jewish environment into pagan Gnostic environment, just as some of Jewish traditions came into the church which were not helpful, some of the Gnostic pagan traditions came into the church, and one of that was temple prostitution and ritual sex. Now, as America is rejecting its Judeo-Christian heritage, the idea that somehow you can find enlightenment through sexual intercourse and through ritual sex is becoming mainstream. And, you know, you already had Church of Satan, you already had ritual sex in Church of Satan. But just as churches are now accepting gay bishops, the impact of people like Dan Brown and the Gnostic Gospels and Gnostic Christianity could be tremendously corrupting, because this has happened earlier. But the good news, of course, is that just as the church succeeded in fighting that pagan invasion in the first century, and a Christianity grew up which was wholesome in the West, these perversions and corruptions can still be fought and redeemed. So one of the important chapters in this book, The Truth and Transformation, is the chapter on family, which shows, discusses how biblical understanding of harnessing sexual energy for building society through the cultural mandate for one man, Adam, to be one with Eve, to have children, and for two of them to remain one without separation, without divorce, without multiple partners, how that biblical idea of monogamy builds nations, that whole concept is being undermined significantly as pagan Gnostic understanding of sexuality is now entering mainstream American and European life.
An important conversation right now with Vishal Mangalwadi. His book, Truth and Transformation, it's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. On that same point, Vishal, I see Hugh Hefner in TV ads, in magazines, in sports promotion, even promoting the NFL. He's become an icon in many ways for the liberation of women in the West. And the Bible, ironically, has become a symbol of repression. Talk about this as an example of taking truth and turning it on its head.
That is absolutely true. So in that lecture series, Must the Sun Set on the West, I have a lecture called From Martin Luther's Vicarage to Hugh Hefner's Harem, Turning Men into Boys, that's playboys, and Women into Desperate Housewives. In this book, Truth and Transformation, I also have a chapter on family as a secret of why America superseded Europe, because in America, the biblical concept of family, and particularly fidelity, was best realized. America was the only country where a candidate for presidency, if he was sleeping around with a mistress, if it was found out, he would be out of the race. A president can be impeached for lying about his private life. No other country in the world took that biblical conscience as seriously as America did. And of course, that's all changing. That now, even Hollywood would say that if a director had slept with a 13-year-old girl, he should not be punished because this happened too long ago, et cetera, et cetera. So the Christian conscience which sustained American families is, in fact, being declined. And Hugh Hefner's indeed played a very critical role in redefining what sexuality is all about. So for 450 years or so, from the 1520s to 1960s, it was Martin Luther and his table talks which defined sexuality, love, marriage, etc. for the West. During the last 50 years, Hugh Hefner has defined sexuality and love, and it, instead of liberating women, it has turned American women into desperate housewives.
And we see this even with David Letterman. He makes these jokes about his sexual promiscuity. He's been sleeping with staffers. He confronts this head on his broadcast. And he makes the joke that, well, you think it's chilly outside, it's really going to be chilly at home. But everybody laughs and fails to recognize that going down this road of sexual promiscuity does not ennoble and empower women. When a man has options, the kind of options that Letterman thinks that he is entitled to access, then the wife is certainly no longer a woman that has been empowered through Western civilization.
Yes. You know, most people don't realize that a simple statement, husbands love your wife, is not part of every culture. It's a very peculiar idea of Western civilization, which comes directly from the New Testament. Husbands love your wives. In most culture, husbands are not required to love their wives. They love their mistresses. Wives are there to look after children and cows and kitchen. You love your mistress. So to have only one wife and to not despise her, not hate her, not divorce her, not separate from her, but to love her when you have trouble, to repent, to get right. A good marriage, being part of what it means to be a good man, has been a very peculiar characteristic of particularly America. And this is where one area where one has to really commend President Obama, of being a good example for African American community, where so many problems right now, Chicago downtown with young people being killed. What they need is a father. What they need is a family. And America has had this, but people like David Letterman will destroy it. But he is only a symptom. The problem is, of course, with turning away from the truth of the Word of God.
And that exactly is the subject of Truth and Transformation, another reason that you just need to read the book. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of Vishal Mangalwadi. You just don't want to touch that dial.
Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi is a philosopher and activist who gives us a fresh new look at the moral and spiritual dynamics of Western civilization from a perceptive non-Western perspective. He affirms that the foundation of what set the West apart shaped our culture and morality, human dignity, rationality, technology, and character, but now is turning into the non-Western culture of corruption. Revolutionize your thinking when you order Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations from CRI, when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff, Chuck Colson, and William Lane Craig headline a host of the nation's top speakers and leaders at the National Conference on Christian Apologetics in Charlotte, North Carolina, November 13th and 14th. Thousands gather from around the nation and world to learn how to defend their faith and equip their congregations. The conference also includes a debate between Dinesh D'Souza and the atheist Christopher Hitchens and a special youth apologetics tract too. For more details, go to www.equip.org. Hank will return with more of the program right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Bible Answer Man is here to stand for truth and help Christians understand and contend for the historic Christian faith. Many of our valued listeners and Christian leaders have encouraged us in our mission, like Lee Strobel.
If you want to invest in an organization that is going to defend Christianity against the erosion of postmodernism, against false teachings, against the cults, against the decline of interest in doctrine, invest in the Christian Research Institute. That is the place that is going to, through the magazine, which is tremendous, through your radio broadcasts, which are tremendous, the website, these are ways that the faith is not only defended, but we see so many people who themselves come to faith through the broadcast, through the website, through the magazine.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to fulfill the unique and vital ministry that the Christian Research Institute does daily. So we're asking for your fervent prayers and financial participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, the CRI Fellowships, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. And when you join the Bible Answer Man support team, receive Hank's Essential Christian Doctrine Flip Chart as our gift to you. Chuck Colson writes about Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Very few thinkers in the world today understand as clearly as Mangalwadi does the impact of the Bible on Western civilization. He brings a unique perspective. Born and educated in India, he sees the West as others see us, which breaks the myopic view that so many politically sensitive Westerners have today.
This is refreshing, invigorating, and very valuable reading, A Tour de Force. To order either of Dr. Mangalwadi's books, Truth and Transformation, A Manifesto for Ailing Nations, or Must the Sun Set on the West, lectures delivered at the University of Minnesota on audio CD or MP3 CD, call us at 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And as you listen to Vishal Mangalwadi, I want you to understand one of the purposes, one of the missions of the Christian Research Institute. It is to give platforms to voices that need to be heard in Western civilization today. Many of you will recall that long before Lee Strobel, who you just heard talk about the Christian Research Institute, became a household word in the Christian world, long before that, we were promoting Lee Strobel. And we sold over 250,000 of his books, A Case for Christ and The Case for Faith, The Case for a Creator, because he had a message and a vision, and he wasn't just interested in winning arguments, he was interested in winning people, using arguments as springboards or opportunities for sharing the truth and grace and love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. And that is why we're doing a broadcast like I'm doing today. I usually take your questions. I may get to some questions. I may not. Vishal's going to stay with me for an extra hour once I go off the air. We're going to record my conversation with him. We may take some of your questions, so you can call me at 888-ASK-HANK. Right now, if you'd like, and I may open the phone lines. I'm not promising that. I might. We'll see what we will do. But the point here is that Vishal has a message. It's a prophetic message to the church. And that message is captured on CD, MP3, Must the Sun Set on the West. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And he's got a book, Truth and Transformation. And if I think reading this book more than once is worthwhile, let me tell you, I think you need to get this book and not put it on the shelf, but use it. We live in a time where we have to know the difference between wheat and chaff and heat and light. We have to be able to discern the signs of the times in which we live. And Vishal is helping us to do that. So order Truth and Transformation on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Be part of the solution. For your gift to the ministry, I'll send you Truth and Transformation. Or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or simply speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Vishal, you seem to have some optimism for Western civilization. And sometimes I must confess that I lose that sense of optimism that we really can turn things around. And the reason I'm so excited about this book, quite frankly, is because my belief, and I want your insight on this, but my belief is this, that if, in fact, we can have a reformation in the pews, there's the possibility of that reformation causing revival in the culture, but it has to start with Christians that know that a battle is being waged, that are no longer neglecting being part of the battle, but are rather than microcosms of the culture, are becoming change agents in the culture.
Well, that's very true. You know, the 19th century, lots of immigrants were coming to America. If I'm not misunderstood, a lot of them were Irish Roman Catholic. They brought with them alcoholism. Now, immigration meant poverty. Alcoholism meant abuse of women, abuse of children. So you have poverty, neglect of children, abuse of women, and that is what the Sunday School Union picked up, and they began to mobilize the church to care for every single immigrant family in Boston and New York and Philadelphia and Chicago. And as churches began to visit every family, care for every family, their spiritual need, their physical need, there was preaching, a lot of preaching and teaching. People like Charles Finney and a whole host of other preachers. And a lot of prayer. And that began in 1858, the Second Great Awakening. Finney, of course, you know, since 100 years before him, John Wesley had been preaching against slavery. Slave trade had been abolished in England, but slavery had continued in America. So here was real darkness, poverty, alcoholism, abuse of women, abuse of children, slavery, and all the brutalization of character that slavery represents. But once the revival broke, as people began to pray and respond to the Word of God, churches began to be transformed. And then as a result of the transformation of the church, awakening of the church, the culture was revived. And America became one of our great social reformers in India. Jyotiba Phule wrote a book on slavery, dedicating it to the people of America who had abolished slavery. So America was transformed before by the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by prayer, by ministry of the church. And that can happen again, because if you go back to the beginning of the church, here is Jesus. People believe him to be the Messiah. He's crucified, killed, humiliated, shamed. His disciples are afraid. But once they see the resurrected Christ and are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are living in the culture, in the kingdom of Satan. You know, repeatedly in the book of Revelation, John says, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. There are people there who call themselves synagogue, but they are really synagogue of Satan. So in city after city, where church is being oppressed, persecuted, killed, an American church hasn't experienced that kind of thing, where Christians would be burnt at stake or burned for dinner party of Tsar or Caesar. But even that kind of persecution might come. However, if the church has defeated that kind of wicked totalitarianism in the past and transformed nations, that can happen again in America, because that is what the whole battle is. It's not our battle. Jesus says that he is making all things new, and he can renew America.
Well, in that case, what I need you to do as we close out the broadcast today, we only have about a minute or so to do that. I need you to talk for just a moment about the urgency of the moment.
When Satan said to Jesus that these kingdoms are mine, he showed Jesus in an instant the kingdoms of the world and said that they are his. He was not bluffing Jesus. Satan is really out not simply to take souls to hell, but to rule over nations. The dragon gives his power to the beast. Many nations in the world today are oppressive, brutal kingdoms of Satan, and there is no reason why Satan would not love to have America as his kingdom. America could become the kingdom of Satan, but Jesus is Lord. He says to his disciples, you wait in Jerusalem, you're filled with the Spirit, you will have the power to become my witnesses. You will go out to proclaim me as king, me as Lord, me as the Savior, and that would transform the nations of the world. Our prayer is that his kingdom will come, his will be done in America as it is in heaven. So that's where our hope rests, in the fact that all authority in heaven and in America has been given to Jesus.
That is what I love about the book, Truth and Transformation. It's not just about cursing darkness. It's about equipping you to build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. It's a book that can make a transcendent difference. That is why I want to put it into your hands. You can order right now on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at a post office box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, again, for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I want to put this book into your hands. The book, again, is titled Truth and Transformation. Just ask for it when you call, when you write, or when you access this material on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Again, Vishal Mangalwadi is going to be with me for the next hour. I may take some of your calls as you call 888-ASK-HANK. I may not, but give it a try, 888-ASK-HANK. I want to talk some more tomorrow with Vishal Mangalwadi. Again, what's going to happen is I'm going to talk to him in the next hour, and then we're going to play that. We're going to air that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So tell your friends to tune in. This is a voice, the voice of Vishal Mangalwadi, that is worth listening to. He will equip, encourage, edify, and exhort you to run the race with passion and power. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow with more of Vishal Mangalwadi.
We live in times marked by much confusion and apprehension. In his landmark book, Truth and Transformation, international scholar and author Vishal Mangalwadi offers a radical vision for the gospel's power to heal Western society. With insights drawn from real-life struggles against corruption and from years of study, he delves into the ideological roots of social oppression. Reform, he argues, is never without controversy. Yet reforming a culture's value is a necessary precursor to lasting liberation and hope. To order Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations, call 888-7000-274. Or you can go online to our website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Another outstanding resource by Dr. Mangalwadi is Must the Sun Set on the West, in audio CD or MP3 CD. You can also write to us to order at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us now to pray." And he said to them,
"When you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth."
The Lord's Prayer. We can rattle it off by heart. But at the same time, how many of us now struggle in our prayer life, searching for an intimate fellowship with God?
As human beings, we want instant success, instant formulas, but God wants something else. He wants intimate fellowship.
Begin your personal, fulfilling prayer life with the Lord. Get your copy of The Prayer of Jesus by Hank Hanegraaff. Call the Christian Research Institute and order The Prayer of Jesus, 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find it on our website. Just go to www.equip.org.
Can there be any greater joy than to commune in the secret place with the living God?